On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Governor, former Governor of California, host of the new Celebrity Apprentice, and our friend, my man, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. What a cool-looking studio.
Thank you so much.
It's like, you're worse than me. I mean, you have your name written all over the place.
That's the name of the show.
3, 4, 5,
well,
6, 7,
if
eight,
you look at this wall, it's faces
nine,
there,
that's
too.
That's my face 10, right there.
Oh, my God. This is the biggest close-up I've ever seen. that's great.
So you inspire me, sir.
But how do you do it with no ego?
I took a page out of the Arnold book right there. You got to brand yourself, right?
You're absolutely correct.
You have to brand yourself.
If you don't believe in yourself, who should? Huh?
Who's going
exactly,
to? Exactly. Yeah. Well, I want to get to The Apprentice in a sec, but first, being a Catholic myself and following you on social media like I do, I saw you had a visit with Pope Francis recently in the Vatican.
Yeah, that was a great experience, I tell you. You know, when you're Catholic, I mean, he's the top of the top. He's the Pope, right? And I met once before... Pope John Paul II.
Oh, wow.
That was back in the 80s. And so I remember that what a great experience that was. And then now to meet this Pope, I mean, it was really great. And he, as you know, has gotten involved in an environmental issue and has really challenged all Catholics to go and protect this earth and, you know, to make sure that we go in a clean energy future. And so I just wanted to kind of thank him for that.
Right.
Being someone that has been, you know, really very outspoken about this issue, about us having to create a clean energy future and getting off fossil fuels and all that. And so to have him on board and have the Vatican on board was a very important move. So I wanted to thank him for that and talk about, you know, the amount of people that die every year because of pollution.
Obviously, clean energy is very important to you. And you just unveiled an all-electric Mercedes SUV.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to start seeing a lot more of those on the road?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the car manufacturers are dragging their feet all the time. And you really have to push them all the time. Mm-hmm. And so now when you see small companies like this one, Chrysler, to come out, Austrian company to come out with the technology and to take a G-Wagon and to take the fossil fuel engine out, to take this gasoline-driven engine out or the diesel engine out and to put an electric engine in there. That is fantastic because that gives now Mercedes itself motivation to say, well, if they can do it as a little company, we can also do it. So I think that's the direction we're going to go. So I'm going to have the first G-Wagon electric. So if anyone else wants it, it will be, I told them to write their email address on the side of the car. So if anyone wants it, they can go and just get in touch with them directly.
That's
because
effective.
I want everyone to have an electric G-Wagon.
I drive a German car right now, an Audi. I don't know if they go electric yet, but we'll have to look into it. Imagine, very efficient, too. Get it right in the garage.
If you guys want
right
to buy
there,
me one, I'll drive one.
We'll get it right there. All right, let's talk Apprentice right now. Has it been exciting for you to watch the season play out on TV? Is it what you thought going into it?
Well, I never thought that it would be as challenging and as fun at the same time to do reality TV. I've never done reality TV. I'm used to rehearsing. I'm used to preparing. I'm used to doing reps and to really make everything so, to be so good. So by the time you get to the set that you know exactly what you're doing, which move to make and all of those kind of things with a little bit of room of improvisation.
Sure.
But with reality TV, there's no rehearsing.
It's one take.
So you sit on, you get into that boardroom and you deal with those celebrities on the beginning with 16.
Right.
And there's a lot of egos in this room. So it has been a really interesting experience. And then to go and to get into the psychology of it and to see what makes one operate, what makes one kind of go down and lose and you know, how tough are they when it comes to push comes to shove. And they really like it's the second and the third segment, the fourth segment. And then they get tired and you see them getting run down and there's no agent, no manager that can help them. They have to work together as a team, which is really a hard thing for celebrities to do because they're just, you know, so much into what do they do and how can they accomplish certain things, but not as a team. So to see that all unfold in front of you is really fantastic to watch that. But as I said, it's challenging. And it is something totally new. I've never done this before.
Which celebrity has surprised you the most?
I don't think there's one, because each of the shows has someone that surprises you. There was shows where Leila Ali totally blew me away. Hmm. I mean, I always knew that she was a strong woman. She's fantastic in the ring, but that she's such a great collaborator and that she's such a great leader and has such a great personality and is so smart and versatile and all those kind of things. I did not know that. You know, right. And I've met her a few times. I mean, Carson Kressley, you know, is a hilarious guy, right? I mean, he's just such a fantastic personality. He dresses really well. He has styled this guy. He knows exactly what to say at the right time. He knows how to sell. So he has really surprised me, because I didn't know that much about him. Or Matt Iceman. I mean, that he was a doctor beforehand, you know, and then he became a comedian. So he has really surprised me, and he's going to go far in the show. So there's a lot of, you know, personalities like that. I think Lisa Leslie is one, you know, that is very, very interesting. The way she bases herself, and I bust her all the time. And the day you will see again, you know, some major bustage there, because I'm after, because she knows she plays it so well that she stays in the game and doesn't get fired, but then eventually she's getting it.
She's going to hear,
you're terminated.
Diverse group there you mentioned. Now, I found this hard to believe, Governor. You're pretty big on Snapchat. At Arnold Schnitzel?
Yeah, why not?
I love that handle. What are the types of things you snap? I'm not even on Snapchat. I'm so behind.
Well, Snapchat is fun because you just do a 10-second thing and you send it out there. So you can really make the world be part of your world. And so if I, for instance, like when I was at the Vatican, you know, I would just quickly do a shot and just film there while the Pope is holding mass, and then just bang, you know, just let the world know, look what this is like when you sit here. The intensity, you know, with all these people sitting here, and here's the Pope in front of you holding mass. So, you know, I love that. Over, if I go to Holland and I go through the canals, I want them to know that as I'm going through these canals, the history and there's buildings, maybe say an old building, it's from 1540 or something like this, or from 1320. I mean, it's like wild.
Unbelievable.
When you think about the United States, was kind of born in 1776, right? And those buildings are like, for, you know, 200-300 years older, or like Rome right now, you know, to go around in Rome and to let people in on that I'm standing in front of a wall. Well, it looks like a regular wall, but it happens to be 2,000 years old, this wall.
Unbelievable.
Or that the stone, the carved stone that you're walking on is like that old. And so I think it's fun to make, I love to give people a tour. And because I see so many interesting things when I travel around the world, and I always say to myself, oh my God, I wish I could show this to the rest of the world, because there's just so much
history and so many
interesting things. The world is so beautiful, and also it has its worst sides too. And to film all that and to Snapchat it out.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy following you on social media, and you get to share that. And as a fan, it's cool to see it through your perspective. I wanted your opinion on this. It's award season here in Hollywood, and a lot of acceptance speeches have been getting very political. Does it have the potential to turn people off with their message?
Well, it could be. I mean, I am not as excited about just listening from one message after the next. But I think that people have to choose of where they want to go and get their message across. Is it an award show, or is it somewhere else, or should they hold a press conference and to get their opinion out there, or do they want to go on social media and get their opinion? So everyone has a different way of handling it. I think that I always just say that, hey, go ahead and do whatever you feel like makes you feel good, and express your opinion. And if it's an award show, so be it. And the ratings will show that. Mm-hmm. And I think the feedback after people have seen the show will show that. And I think then that's a lesson to learn also, if it is negative.
Couple more questions just before we let you go. I remember asking you about Pumping Iron, my favorite docs, and working out barefoot. I forgot to ask you, when you were drinking the pitchers of beer, how did you monitor it again with Franco? You would just count by the beer and then you would work out, or would you work out and then you'd have the beer after, almost like a protein shake?
It would be, first of all, it was not straight beer. It was called a Radler.
Oh, what is that?
Radler. It is lemonade and beer mixed.
Oh, lemonade and beer mixed.
We at our gym in Munich, in Germany was like above a restaurant. We were on the second floor, and the ground floor, there was a restaurant. So we would always pick up our huge mugs of Radler, of beer and lemonade, and bring it upstairs to the gym to the second floor. And then all of the windows will be, the ledges will be covered with mugs. And we would just be drinking beer and then send other people down there sometimes to get the beer. And instead of water, we would be drinking beer then mixed with lemonade. That was our drink. And, and it was, you have to imagine, because it is the equivalent of a regular American beer, because the German or the Austrian beer is twice as strong.
Oh, wow.
Alcohol-wise.
Right.
So, it gave you a nice little buzz while you were working out.
Yeah.
it didn't affect our work. It was actually really good. We got a great pump and all this. But, you know, it's like when you're in
I'm going to incorporate
Germany,
that. Yeah.
When you're in Germany, this kind of a common thing. You don't
right.
think of, like the day, I never, when I'm over here, never drink beer. Never. But when I go over there, it's the first thing I do is I order some pretzels and a beer, because I'm just so used to it. When I go to Munich or to Austria to eat that, or to eat some Weisswurst, which is this white sausage
that
is only Bavarian.
Really?
You don't have it really. It's not popular anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's fun to do those traditional kind of things.
Absolutely. Okay, really quick. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
How can I do a quick?
You could take your time, sir.
I'm a schmoozer like you.
I know, exactly.
Feel free to take as much time
as
you
want. No one has ever actually answered quick. Yeah. So,
what was your very first car?
Opel. An old Opel. I was like 20 years old, and I was
in
Munich, and I bought myself a car. It was 1,300 German marks then, which was an equivalent, I think, of around the $500 or so, and it was a used car. It had a huge hole on the side of the car. It was all rusty. It was like this old rust, and it was this big. It was like 2 feet a wide hole.
Yeah.
And it was like, and the seat collapsed backward. So I was kind of sitting up holding on the steering wheel.
Right.
Because the seat was already in the back. So
right.
It was, and I drove most of the time on a sidewalk, because it was faster to drive than to walk and to drive on the street.
And I'm sure it still didn't affect your dating, and you were still fine even with that car.
No, that was fine. I mean, that was actually that was luxury, because in those days you didn't have a car.
Oh, really?
As a kid, 20 years old, it's unusual to have a car with the age of 20.
Yeah,
it's not like the day when your kids turn 16.
Right.
You better get them a car, otherwise they will be an outcast in the classroom.
Right, which is too young, by the way, I think.
Of course it is, yeah.
Favorite movie catchphrase?
Make my day.
Great, yeah. Going with Clint there. Okay,
yeah, I love that. I love Clint Eastwood. He has always been a hero of
so
mine.
So do I.
And I love his acting. I love his movies as an actor. And I love his directing ability, his producing ability. I mean, he's so multi-talented.
Exactly. And he's conservative like us.
That's right.
Top celeb on your apprentice wish list?
That I would have on the show?
Yes.
You know, I think there is...
You know so many. We don't want to single them out.
I know a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of celebrities, and then...
We don't want to single anyone out.
So the answer is Mario Lopez.
Yes, yeah, the answer is Mario Lopez.
So Mario Lopez.
I would have the pumping iron approach. You know? Favorite exercise?
Bicycling. I like bicycling.
Okay.
And working out with weights.
Time travel destination.
I would love, having just come from Rome, I would love to go back and to the time of the birth of Jesus. And then after that, you know, the Roman days. And
hang out with Pontius Pilate?
I think that it's just when you look at this architecture in
right.
Rome, and you see the kind of the way Rome was built, and the Roman Empire, and how they came up with all this kind of water delivery system, the aqueducts and all of this, and to build the roads way back then, and to have such command over such huge area.
Right.
It is just staggering. And to just watch that live and to be there would be
really
fantastic. But I mean, I think there's also other interesting periods, like, for instance, the Vikings.
Right.
I mean, when you should think about them, wouldn't it be cool to be there in the days of the Vikings and to actually see their battles.
Right.
I mean, they have waged the most unbelievable battles. I mean, they were some of the greatest warriors. And then how they built the ships.
Yeah.
They would go around the world.
To witness, I mean, it would be incredible. The lack of amenities, though, I would probably struggle with.
Oh, man. You're absolutely right.
Hygiene wasn't a top priority.
We would have our makeup trailer there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's how I'd like to. The nice trailer there.
Our snacks and all those kind of things.
Yeah. And last question, sir. Who would you cast to play you in your life story?
I have no idea. I mean, that would be a rough one.
Come that'd up be with a rough company. One.
Yeah, again, like Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Mario Lopez. I
mean, Mario Lopez would be
the Latin version of the Austrian schnitzel.
There it is. The Latin schnitzel.
The Latin schnitzel.
Patrick could probably your son could probably maybe do a good job right there. He's doing a lot of acting these days.
My son is an excellent actor. He is. Yeah. Taking his acting really seriously, and it's so much fun when I listen to him. They talk about going to acting classes and to study it and to go for all these interviews. I mean, he's like just about every day he's out there for another interview. I mean, he's really great, and he finally has now worked his way up and is starring in a movie. It's a romantic movie, and he gets always kind of asked to play in romantic kind of films.
Hey, there's worse things to be at. Yeah,
he's a good
exactly.
looking guy, and and he's young, and it's totally believable. So he's really doing well. But my other kids are doing great. Catherine, as you know, she's
love
doing
Catherine.
Really well.
All the kids
with
are great.
The television work, and Christina as an interior designer, and Christoph, of course, is up in Michigan, going to the university. Up
wow,
there.
They're already, he's already in college.
Year.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really great to see those kids well.
I so appreciate you taking the time, Governor. And as you know, we're all the huge fans over here. And everyone, please, the new Celebrity Apprentice airs Mondays on NBC. You can follow him on Twitter at Schwarzenegger and on Snapchat at Arnold Schnitzel. Governor, always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.